Masechet Shavuot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek will talk about the Shavuot Mode B'miksat. When somebody is sued for money, under the technical De'oraita law, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to swear, they have to do zero, they don't owe any money. It's up to the person who is suing them to prove that that person does owe money. But the Torah makes an exception where the person who's being sued is mode b'miksat. He admits the part of the claim, and he's denying some of the claim. So if someone's telling him that he's being sued for $1 million, then he is saying, no, I only owe $500,000. He is mode b'miksat. He's admitting to a partial part of the claim. He's admitting to some of it. In that type of situation, if he wants to get out of the other part of the claim, he has to swear that he doesn't owe that part. That's called Shivuat Modeh B'miksat. This perek will talk about in what context the court would obligate him to make this type of swear and the circumstances with which he must make it. The reason for the swear of the Modeh B'miksat is if a person, for example, let's say he owes money and he doesn't have the ability to pay it. So what he would do is he would lie about it in order to put off the collection of that debt until he eventually saves up enough money and could pay the debt that he owes. But he doesn't want to steal money. He's not a gazlan. He's not a thief. He just wants to delay a little bit. So what he'll do in order to rationalize is he'll admit to part of it. He's too embarrassed to deny the entire claim completely. So therefore, he admits to some of it and denies the rest until he has more money. Then he'll maybe come forward with the full truth. So the Torah comes up with this swear, and it requires a person who admits this case where he is partially responsible to swear that he doesn't owe the rest because they think there's something fishy going on in this situation. So we'll elaborate more on the Modeh B'miksat and list two different rules to say when the Shivu'ah applies. Shevu'ah tadayanin, the swear of the judges, where the judges push the person who is modeh b'miksat, who admits the part of the claim, only happens if hata'ana sheteh kesef, if the amount of the claim that he's denying is at least two silver ma'ah coins. And ma'ah is a sixth of a dinar. So if it's at least one third of a dinar, the claim, that's criteria number one. And then the admission, the amount he admits owing is at least a piruta. So in order for the court to impose this type of swear, it has to be that he's admitting part of the claim. He's admitting at least a piruta of the claim. And it has to be that the full claim was at least two silver ma'a. We'll now list a case to show how this actually works. Ketzad, what's the situation? We'll go back to rule number one, where he has to at least admit to a piruta, and he has to deny at least two silver ma'a coins. So if someone tells another person, shetek kesef li be'adecha, he says, I left two silver ma'a coins by you, can I have them back? Return them to me. And he responds, the person who has a claim against him, "Ein lecha biyadi ela piruta." He says, no, you only gave me one piruta coin. I was watching one piruta coin for you. I wasn't watching two silver ma'a coins for you. I'm watching a tiny, tiny amount of a piruta. That's all I owe. That's all I have. And therefore, that's all I'll give back to you. So in that case, patur, that person who has a claim against him is not obligated to swear of the shevu'ah modeh b'miksat, even though he's admitting part of the claim. The outstanding amount of the claim that he's denying is less than two silver ma'a. Because if two silver ma'a was the original claim, he's admitting to a shave piruta that he owes. So the outstanding claim that he's denying is, we'll call it 1.99 silver ma'a. So he's not admitting to at least two, or the claim against him is not at least two silver ma'a, so therefore he's patur. But sheteh kesef upruta li biyadecha. Someone has a claim against the man. He says, I have two silver ma'a and a piruta of mine that I left by you. Could you return them to me? And then the man responds to him, en li biyadi ela piruta. The man says, no, I only have one piruta, small little piruta coin of yours by me, and that's all I'll give back. So in that case, hayav. He would be obligated to swear a shivu'ah modeh b'miksat because he is denying at least two ma'a, And he also is admitting at least the piruta. So that fits the criteria that we set earlier. Another type of situation that'll bring out different detail to the shivu'ah. A person says to another person, maneh li biadecha, I have a maneh, which is 100 dinar of mine. I left it by you. Please return it to me. And he responds, the person responds, en lecha biadi. No, there's no money of yours by me. I don't know what you're talking about. In that case, patur. The man who's denying it is patur, is exempt from swearing the shivu'at modim bimiksat, because he didn't admit to anything. He's fully denying the whole claim, so therefore there's no swear. But maneli biadecha, but if someone says to a person, I have a maneh, 100 dinanim of mine by you return them to me. And then the person responds back to him, en lecha biadi ela 50 dinar. He says, no, I don't have 100 dinar of yours. Rather, I only have 50 dinar of yours. And that's all I'm going to give back. In that case, hayav, he would be obligated to swear the shivu'ah of modeh b'miksat, because he's denying 50 dinarin. He's admitting to half of it, and he's denying the other half. So even though he's admitting to a large part of the claim, we don't say that this proves that he's telling the truth. Rather, we say no matter how much he admits, if he's denying at least two ma'ah, he has to make the swear to free himself from paying the part that he is denying. Now we'll have another situation where a person is not obligated to swear, even though he's admitting part of the claim, sort of an exception to the rule. Mane le'aba biyadecha. Someone says to a person, A maneh, 100 dinarin of my father is by you. And then he says that his father passed away, lo alenu, and now I inherited it. Please give me the money that my father left by you. And then the man responds to him, en lecha biadi ela 50 dinar. And the person says back to him, no, your father only left 50 dinarin by me, and that's all I'm going to give back. In that case, even though it's the same as the last situation, but we're adding in the variable of the father, patur, he would not be obligated to swear about the 50 dinarin that he is denying. Why? Because he's like somebody who's returning a lost object to its owner. In this unique situation where, let's say somebody found an object and he's returning it to the owner, they would not be obligated to swear when he returned everything. He doesn't have to swear that he returned everything that he found. He's believed enough that he's returning the object. Somebody in this type of situation, we're not going to make the finder of a lost object swear. Hachamim wanted to exempt him from this type of swear in order to encourage people to return lost items. If a person finds a lost item, he says, I'm not returning this, because if I return it, they're going to say, oh, wasn't there more money in that wallet? Make a swear that there wasn't more money. And then so de incentivizes the person from returning it. So Hachamim said, there's no swear when you return a lost object. So in this situation of our Mishnah, the person who had the 50 dinarin by him could very easily deny the claim. The father is not around anymore, so no one could prove that he has the 50 dinar. So the fact that he's willing to admit the 50, at least, it's like somebody who is giving back a lost object. So therefore, since it's so impossible to prove otherwise, in this situation, Hachamim exempted him from the swear in order so that he wouldn't be tempted to just deny the whole claim against him, and then he wouldn't have to swear at all. So Hachamim said, you know what, in this unique scenario, we're going to suspend the Shivu'ah in order to make sure that he actually returns the item.